Jane Staley has macular degeneration, so she has a lot of trouble seeing. Other than that, she's doing pretty well and wants to stay in her Maitland home of 40 years. She found a program through her church to help with transportation, but there was no program to help her with little things like changing a ceiling light bulb or setting up a talking watch she'd ordered. Then she heard the Neighbors Network was being launched in Maitland, Eatonville, and Winter Park.
And I thought it was a wonderful idea. Being that, as a senior citizen living alone, I was in need of some kinds of services like that.
The program is currently grant-funded, but the seniors who join pay a membership fee, and a team of volunteers do the work. The goal is for the network to eventually be self-sustaining. When it's working well, the seniors will not only have a network of volunteers to rely on, but the members themselves will also volunteer and help each other as their abilities allow. Director Laura Kapp says while the idea is new to Florida, it's not unique.
So we are locally homegrown, but based on a very well-proven, tried-and-true national model that has been around for, a dozen years.
Neighbors Network can't provide any medical assistance, but volunteers can keep an eye on well-being by watching for things like stacks of dirty dishes or an empty refrigerator. The things they can help with run the gamut from a simple light bulb change to cleaning up an overgrown yard. And Laura Kapp says while no members asked for help with Christmas decorations this year, that's something they'd be happy to help with too. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.